So thank you very much for giving the opportunity to have some Harikatha. Very nice place. Everything seems to be okay. And that's the excellent guidance of Pandita Prabhu. This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 10, the nature of fruitful activity, text number 13. Vaisa radhi sati visuddha buddhi.
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 Dhuno timaya gosham prasutta.
Dhuno timaya gosham prasutta.
Dhuno timaya.
गुणांश
संदत्य दात्मयेत स्वयं च संपत्य समित्य धार्मि स्वयं च सम्यक् अस्मद्य धार्मि Vaisaradhi,
Vaisaradhi,
available from the expert.
Sa,
this, Ati Visuddha, most pure,
Buddhi,
intelligence or knowledge, Dhunoti, repel,
Maya,
illusion. Guna, from the modes of material nature. Samprasutta, producing. Guna, the modes of nature themselves.
Cha,
also. Sandahya, completely burning up.
From which mode?
Atman,
constitute.
Eta, this material existence.
Swayam,
itself.
Cha,
also.
Samyatamyati,
impassify.
Asmi,
without fuel.
Yatha,
just as.
Agnihi,
fire. Translation and purport by His Holiness Vidyan Maharaj and the group inspired by the Prabhupada. By submissively hearing from an expert spiritual master, the expert disciple develops pure knowledge, which repels the onslaught of material illusion, arising from three modes of material nature. Finally, his pure knowledge itself ceases, just as fire ceases when the stock of fuel has been consumed. Purpose. The Sanskrit word Vaisaradhi means that which is derived from the expert Visara. Perfect transcendental knowledge comes from the expert spiritual master. And when such knowledge is heard by the expert disciple, it curbs the wave of material illusion. Since the Lord's illusory energy acts eternally within the material world, there is no possibility of destroying illusion. One may, however, destroy the presence of illusion within one's own heart. To accomplish this, the disciple must become expert in pleading the expert spiritual master. I go on advance to the perfectional stage of Krishna consciousness, experiencing the presence of the Lord everywhere. One's attention shifts to the transcendental platform. At that time, pure knowledge itself, one's constant technical awareness of illusion diminishes, just as fire diminishes and is extinguished after consuming its stock of fuel. Srila Madhvacharya quoted from several Vedic scriptures to show that Maya or material illusion is just like a witch which always hunts the conditioned soul. Maya offers the conditioned soul whatever they like within the three modes of material nature. But such offerings are just like fire that burns the heart of to ashes. Therefore, one must understand that the material world is a hellish place, offering a permanent situation to no one. Externally, we experience many things, and internally, we contemplate our experience, formulating plans for future action. Thus, internally and externally, we are victims of ignorance. Real knowledge comes from the Vedas or the Supreme Personality of Godhead in form of perfect wisdom. If we become fully Krishna conscious, taking complete shelter of the Lord, there will be no scarcity of pleasure. Because the Lord is the reservoir of all pleasure and His devotee freely move within that reservoir. ओम ज्ञान दिव्यांगस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकय चक्षुर्निर्मितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः भूतैर्महद्भिः मातुरो विभो निर्मायसे ते यदमु सुपुरुष भुक्ते गुणांशो षोडशात्मकम् सोलम कृषिष्टम भगवन् वचांसि मे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै ददालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभयेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकानन्द राधाकान्तनमस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये भावराधिका माधुरी अस्वादेशुभकाय जयति कृष्णचैतन्य कलि प्रकटे ब्रजराज जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासुदेव गौर भक्तवृंद
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम
So, this verse is from Uddhava Gita. Krishna spoke one Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna at battlefield of Kurukshetra.
and this is other Bhagavad Gita Krishna spoke to Uddhava when he was leaving this planet. And both are a great devotee, Uddhava as well as Arjuna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita about Arjuna, Bhaktasyeti Rahasyam hi idottamam. O Arjuna, you are my friend and devotee. And Uddhava has been described as Bhagavat Pradhana. There are three devotees have been described as Haridas Varya in Srimad Bhagavatam. One is Girajji. Girajji has been described as Haridas Varya. Antaya Adriyavala Haridas Varya. Yadram Krishna Charana Sparsha Pramoda. So Giriraj is described by Haridas Varya. Second one is Yudhishthira Maharaj, who is also described by Haridas Varya. And third one is Uddhava. He has been described by Haridas Varya. There are many Haridasas, but they are the topmost among Haridasas. Uddhava is also described Bhagavat Pradhana. Among the all the Bhagavatas, Uddhava is one of the topmost. Uddhava is disciple of Brihaspati. He is Krishna's cousin. He looks exactly like Krishna. He dresses the remnant left over by Krishna. Krishna's cloth he wears. I remember one Maharaj was there, you know more, Tatpar Maharaj. Tatpar Maharaj, one who knows, is very funny. He had taken a vow after taking sannyas that he will only wear the cloth what Prabhupada wears, like prasad. So you see, sometimes he always classy, you know, cloth he has, you know, because he got from Prabhupada Maha, he wanted to wear. Same with Uddhava. He also wear the cloth which was offered to Krishna, Mahamsar, and he ate the remnant which Krishna had taken. Uddhava was Prime Minister of Krishna. Many a time Krishna has to consult from Uddhava before doing things. Like one such instant is, you know, once when Krishna was in Dwarika, he got letter from two places. He got from Hastinapur, Maharaj Yudhishthir invited him for the Rai Sivaja Yagya. And same time he got the letter from the kings who had been made prisoner by king of Magadha, Jarasandha. So Krishna thought what to do. Should I go to Hastinapur or should I go to Magadha? Both are just depending on me. Of course, Yudhishthira is one of the topmost devotees in Uddhava. But the king are just totally surrendered. So what to do? So he called upon Uddhava and he asked Uddhava that I am totally perplexed in this situation, what should I do? Not that Krishna did not know what to do, but since he is minister, it is good to check with the minister before you do anything. Just like in temple we have different temple managers, vice president, temple president, temple commander, secretary. So temple president likes things, but usually he checks with others also, just to make everything smooth. The same way, Krishna asked Uddhava what to do. So Uddhava said, my dear Lord, you know everything best, what to do. But since you have asked me, I would like to let you know about Jarasandha. Then he told whole pastime of Jarasandha, how he took birth and how his body was into, you know, two pieces, and he see which sea demon, which known as Jara, she joined the both body. Thus it became Jarasandha. And he said the best would be that first you go to Hastinapur. And since this is Rashtriya, means all the king had to be defeated, or except the supremacy of Maharaj Yudhishthira, I know Jarasandha will not accept it. And they take care of the crying baby. I always tell you before I start public classes, three things. One thing, that in India, the cowherd man, they tie so many bells around the cow's neck. Right? You can see Krishna also tied the bells around the cow's neck. So that the cowherd man knows where is the cow. You can find out. Same way, this modern technology has tied a bell around our neck to find out where this cow is. Same thing that during the class I forget sometimes. So you have to help me, assist me by when I'm talking I forget sometimes the link. So you have to assist me. And third is that it would be nice if everybody had pen and paper so they can make a note. Because in Kali Yuga our remembrance power is very, very strong. Alpayusha samya kalavasam yugayana mandasundamadayu mandabhagyanani upadita. A very short live and short memory. So we keep that thing that helps us to remember what we heard. Because of being polluted, our brain is polluted with material atmosphere and culture and civilization, which helps to understand the things is no more kind of, you know, going away. The culture is day by day diminishing. Even in India, or to say, what Western country. I remember earlier, I always say, people, they used to write outside their house, Atithi Devo Bhava. Right? One who is from India, all of you are from India, right? You understand? Atithi Devo Bhava, the guest is like God, and we treat them. After some time, they started writing, Subh Labh, you know. All auspiciousness and prosperity comes to your home. And then they started writing, Su Swagatam, welcome, guests are welcome. And you know what they write now?
Beware of dog.
It's just imitation. The way. When there's no dog at home, but they like. No, no, they like. They have a compassion. So the Vaidic culture is really diminishing very fast. And Vaidic culture does help us to keep on the track. Therefore, we should make a note. Anyway, so before the telephone ring, what I was talking about, I told you I forget sometimes.
Yudhishthira Maharaj, Jarasandha.
Yes, 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 very good. I wanted to know how much you are hearing. So, Uddhava said that, you know, Jarasandha will not accept. This is where I left it. Jarasandha will not accept. So you have to defeat Jarasandha. And Jarasandha cannot be defeated by any other means but Mallayuddha, wrestling. So you have to take Bhima and Arjuna and yourself. But if you go like this,
he will not fight. Because he will say that you are coward, you are away from the battle many times from me. So why should I fight with somebody who has been defeated? And Arjuna is younger to him. So he will not fight with Arjuna, because if a young person defeats, it is defeat. And if you get defeated, it is defeat. Both will be defeated. So one should not argue or fight with junior devotee or young person. So he will not fight with Arjuna. But Bhima, yes, he will fight. And only Madhusudana. And that also, when you go there, you please go in disguise. Don't go like Arjuna, Bhima, Dwarka. Go like Brahmana, because Jarasandha respects Brahmanas. So this is why you are given by Uddhava to Krishna. So Uddhava was Prime Minister Krishna. He was his cousin. He was a disciple of Brihaspati. Uddhava knew everything about the knowledge. All the knowledge were revealed to him by Guru Brihaspati. But only one thing which he was missing, and that was love for Krishna. He had love, but real love. He had learned everything, but he didn't learn the chapter of love. So Krishna wanted him to learn the one remaining chapter, and the chapter of how to love. So he sent Uddhava to Vrindavan. And Gopi is the one who taught Uddhava that chapter of love. Gopi taught him. So Uddhava is complete in all respects. That's Uddhava. So while Krishna was going, leaving this planet, when Krishna was talking to all the Jadu Sreshtaha, the chief of the Jadus, Uddhava heard this thing. He never said that time has come that you are going to fight and we are going to go away. But Uddhava sensed, he understood. Then, in a lonely place, alone, Uddhava saw Krishna. Both of them met, and Krishna kept crying. And Krishna could not understand why he was crying. And he understood, but still, he wanted to know why he was crying. So he asked him, what happened? What's the matter? Why are you crying? Then Uddhava said, I cannot live without you. My Lord, I know you have planned to go. You want to leave the planet. You want to go to your Nijidham, Goloka. Goloka Dham and Nijidham. It's Nijidham, Krishna. So please take me. I also want to come. Lord said, my dear Uddhava, you are Uddhava. Uddhava means pure. Uddhava, Uddhava. Pure, like milk. And Uddhava, Uddha means takes away, and Dhava means the burning desire. One who takes away the burning desire, he also known as Uddhava. So the gopis, they had the burning desire, feeling, they are burning in separation from Krishna. Therefore, Krishna sent Uddhava for two purposes, for the gopis' help as well as the help of Uddhava. So Krishna said, you are Uddhava. How the suffering conditioned soul in this material world can be happy without your presence? The two persons I was instructed to stay till the Lord Holy Name stage. One is Hanuman. Hanuman has been also ordered by Lord Ramchandra not to go but to stay back and preach the glory of his holy name. Hanuman is doing till today. And same with Uddhava. Uddhava was also told by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to stay back. And Uddhava stayed in two places. He stayed in Vrindavan, in Brajadham, on Kusum Sarovar, and he stayed in Bhadrikasana, and doing Vrindavan there. So Uddhava said, all right, if you so desire, I will stay. But what about myself? My heart is burning. You know, with your separation, I can just feel your separation. And I don't think I can survive, I can keep my life. So, to pacify Uddhava of the burning desire, the Lord spoke this Gita known as Uddhava Gita. I mean, I didn't know that there are Uddhava Gita. It was 1977. We were on book distribution in Haryana. Somebody came on our table, book table, and said, oh, you have Uddhava Gita? I said, Uddhava Gita? What is that Uddhava Gita? I didn't know what is that Uddhava Gita. But later on I found out this is the Uddhava Gita thing. I mean, you'll find a lot of similarity between the Bhagavad Gita and Uddhava Gita. But this is more, I mean, this Bhagavad Gita is for general public, devotee for example, and this one is more intense, like more for the devotee and general public also. So here, in this particular verse, prior to this verse, to understand this verse, you have to understand the previous verse, that Krishna has given an example of two arani wood. The arani wood, earlier, the fire was invoked by arani wood, by the mixing of these two arani wood. So he said the spiritual master becomes the down part of arani wood, and the disciple becomes the top part of arani wood, and when they mix or they exchange, Machita Madhagat Prana Bodhyanta Prasparam Kathayantas Chamantyam Tushyanti Chavaramanacha. When they start discussing, then the fire of knowledge comes up. And with that fire of knowledge, the disciple or the devotee, all his avidya or nishayas or illusion are burned to ashes. Now, to start this work, he said, Visaradi, he Bhagavachan. Visaradi means, Visarad means expert. And Visaradi means both the speaker and hearer. Both have to be expert. And what I mean by being expert? Being expert means Krishna conscious. The hearer, while hearing, has to be Krishna conscious. Means he should allow his mind not to go anywhere but stay in Bhagavad Gita. And so as the speaker, he also has to allow his mind to be focused what he is speaking, which has connection with Krishna. And the qualification of a speaker and a student or hearer has been given several places in Shastra. But one I remember, the qualification of a speaker is Bhagavatmati anapekshaha sudhugo dini susa anupampayaha bahudha bodhayam chaturo bhakta sammanito nihi. Sir, Bhagavatmati. The first qualification of a speaker is that he should be Bhagavatmati, Krishna conscious. Bhagavatmati is Krishna conscious. He chants the holy name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Follow fundamental principle, take initiation, everything what he requires. You know, to perform Bhagavad Bhakti. And if he does that, he has Bhagavad Bhakti. A speaker to have Bhagavad Bhakti. Maybe you have to come in front, because late comers. So Bhagavad Bhakti means Krishna conscious. A speaker should always be Krishna conscious. Bhagavad Bhakti. Second qualification is anupeksha, without any upeksha, without any, you know, reserve, he should not have this in his mind that if I speak, then they will become my disciple. If I speak, they will give me money. If I speak, they will honor me. Anupeksha. Without any upeksha. Expectation, without any expectation. The speaker should speak without any expectation. Because what he is doing, he is delivering Krishna. It's a mental delivery. From one mind to other mind. You know, he should have Krishna in his mind, in his cheta, mind, intelligence, consciousness, and heart, that means cheta. So he should have Krishna and he delivering the same thing to the person whom he is speaking. And that's how Krishna appears. Just like first Krishna appeared in Nand Babaji. Then he transferred that to Yashoda. Same he appeared to Vasudeva and he transferred to Devaki. That is the process of Krishna consciousness. On a picture, without any expectation. Third qualification is Suhrdo. Suhrda Sarvottanam. Krishna is Suhrda and a speaker should also be Suhrda. Means he should be well-wisher of one and all. Like Prabhupada, a well-wisher for one and all. Devotee of Krishna consciousness moment, yeah, all of you are well-wisher. Therefore, devotees, they give up their comfort and go out and preach. Like Sakta Swami Vrindavan, Tektva Purnamasi Samandalapati, they are Mandalapati. But they give up all their comfort. For whom? For Dina, for the poor condition of soul. Suhrido, the well-wisher, Dine Su, to the suffering condition of soul. And when they speak with sa ankampayaha, with uncompelled passion. You know, you should have great passion, a pity or feeling bad that how people in material world, they are trying to enjoy the material world, but they are really suffering. They are suffering. But the compassion had to be there, with compassion, sa ankampayaha, with compassion. So these are the qualifications of the speaker. Then, Bhavdha Bodhana. Bhavdha Bodhana means he must have studied the scripture very nicely. He should have well connection with the scripture. He should know the scripture. Not only talking. Just like the Sri of Namataranya, when they met Sutta Goswami, they say, Prayakalu Puranani, Tavajyasani, Shyanga. Oh my dear Sutra Swami, you are free from all these sins. You have studied all the Vedic scripture. Kharu Purana, all the scriptures. Soi Tihasan, as you like supplementary, our Tihas Purana here. And you have heard from bona fide spiritual master. So, Bhavdha Bodhana, means one who has studied the scripture and heard. Bodhana means he has studied and heard and he has understood. Many times we read but nothing goes. But we read, we understand and we understand as it is. Therefore it's called Bodhana, with contemplation. Chaturo Bhavdha. The speaker of Bhagavatam should be expert. Expert speaker does not mean by some, you know, trick or something like that. Chaturo Bhakta means, Prabhupada gave example, suppose if somebody had done his MBBS course or his PhD and if he had to teach a small child, then he has to come to his platform to teach. If he starts lecturing, you know, from MBBS course or PhD course, a small child will understand that. Chaturo Bhaksa means that the speaker has to know the mind. Therefore, Prabhupada spoke very plainly. And some people who are full of Krishna, they said, oh, Swami, you are not in Raghunandan Bhakti.
he did not know. Prabhupada knew, but he was Chaturo Bhakta. So he spoke about time, place, and circumstances. And sometimes our devotee gets fooled. Yes. Swami is saying, right? Prabhupada did not talk about Radha Krishna pastime. Hey, you fool, you are not even ready to know the difference between body and soul. What to say about Radha Krishna pastime? Chatura Bhakta means one who speaks about time, place, and circumstances. That is called Chatura Bhakta. Otherwise, he will speak high philosophy and everyone will sick. So what's the use of that? Wasting your time and their time. Expert speaker is one who is connecting the devotee to Krishna. That is his job. Visharada or expert, a spiritual master and devotee or speaker is one who is connecting. Just like in marriage, there is a priest who connects between boy and girl together. This is his job. The speaker, job is of the priest to connect, because our real relationship is Krishna. We belong to Krishna. Jivade Prabhupada Krishna Nityadas. Chaturo Bhakta. And then, Sammanto Nidhi. And one who is well respected by one and all in society, among the sages, everywhere. Sammanto Nidhi. He is well respected. People respect. So it is very important to command respect. Not demand respect. Command respect. Command respect. By your behavior, by our, you know, following the principle. Because the behavior plays bigger role than our speech. Our speech will not carry that much weight as our behavior. Somebody may be very expert in talking, but if his behavior is not good, they'll say, oh, he is hypocrite. He talking something else, but he says something else. Therefore, Krishna said, Yadayada acharati drishta tatta eva itarato janaha sajat pramanatote loka tat anuvartate. So anyone who knows this Sanskrit, you can find out. There are four vishesham is used for acharan or for behavior. Yad, yad, two times. Acharati means behavior. Srishta, tat, tat. Two times yagya and two times tattva, four times, for behavior. Yadayan acharati srishta tattva yata etarato jana. The masses, people, the common, they follow. But for speaking, so yat one time. Pramana kurute loka tat anuvartate. For speaking only two times, like for behavior, four times. The visheshan has been used. The objective is four times behavior. So behavior is very, very important. Haridas Thakur, he was not such a great scholar, but his behavior was such a perfect as in Namacharya Haridas Thakur. And our Acharya, all the sadhu means sadhu, the word sadhu means a person perfect behavior. And I Kapila said, Dr. Kapildev, Mother Devoti said, the perfect behavior means the chava, saranika, sulido, sarose, bhutana, sudasarose, nam, yat, prava, santa, sadhu, sadhu, osaram. These are the perfect behavior. Samman, to behavior, one is respected. So, these are the qualifications of expert speaker. And expert hearer, I'll give one story, right? Then you find out that we all can, you know, judge ourselves which compartment do I fit. Once there was a man, he was telling for hearing twice, and all the twice were looking alike. All four twice were looking alike. But all the four twice, they are different price. One was $100, otherwise $50, otherwise $75, otherwise $50, otherwise $25. So once somebody from Australia went there in Melbourne to find out. I mean, he went there and found the person in very quiet. Toy was just beautiful toy, nice toy. He got attracted. And when he asked for the price, he got four different prices for the same kind of toy. So he said, oh, maybe I came from Australia, this is trying to cheat me. Hey, how come all the toys are same, but you are saying different price? How it can be? He said, oh, you want to know? Okay. So he took out the first toy, which was $5, and he took one wire. And he put the wire in the ear of $25 toy. And the wire was going nowhere. So this is $25 toy. Kept it on. He took another toy, which is $50 toy. He put the wire here, and the wire came out here. And this is $50 toy. Kept it on. He took the third toy, and he put the wire here, and the wire came out from out. It is $75 toy. Then he took the fourth toy, which was $100 toy. He put the wire here, and the wire came here. You understood everything? Right? No? Somebody is laughing. Anyway, sometimes people, they have fight at their home, wife, husband, they have fought, or children, and say, get out from my house. So they come to temple, Sunday festival, or something. They come to temple. They will sit down in class, although a speaker is for the speaking very nicely, but nothing will go in their ear. They will block. Because they are thinking, their mind is not here, they are thinking where? Well, oh, my son said like this, okay, I am not teaching lesson. My wife said like this, I am not teaching lesson. I'll just think. So nothing goes here. It's $25. Then, there are people who will hear very nicely here. But I think as you go outside the door, comes out from here. Nothing is left. Nothing is left. There are $50 to hide. There are people, or hearer, one who will hear here, they will not practice themselves, but they will give you a lecture. Big lecture they will give. Oh, nice lecture, but they will not practice. Hypocrite. But the $100 to hide is one, who hears here and comes to his heart. So there, it comes to the heart. Because it had to come to the heart. Here the rest part of the verse deals with that. It is guna pravaha, the result of our karma. The karma fall is there in heart. So when he hears, that fire comes and burns it here with this chakra. In Chaitanya Mangal, even this guy also same kind of thing, that Lord Chaitanya performed Sankirtan Jagya. Somebody said, how you can be Jagya? In Jagya means you have a Jagya kum, then you have to have a spoon to pour the water, sorry, the ghee, then you have to have a ghee and fire and so on. So yes, this ear is Jagya kum. Right? And then the tongue is the spoon, which pours the ghee. And the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the key. And that burning desire in the heart for sense gratification is the fire. So when this ghee comes there on that fire, so that burning desire burns so much so that all the desire of sense gratification burn to ashes. And same thing has been described here. By Sarati saw Ati Vishuddha Buddhi. So I said about the expert speaker, the qualification of expert speaker and expert hearer. Both are important. And then saw Ati Vishuddha Buddhi. Vishuddha Buddhi. Vishuddha Buddhi means Ati Vishuddha Buddhi. Only Vishuddha Buddhi could also have been okay. Ati Vishuddha Buddhi. Intelligent, totally purified. And when it presents, it brings effect. That's what I call Ati Vishuddha Buddhi. Vishuddha Buddhi means, you know, he does not get entangled with material world. He knows that if I touch fire, I'll burn my hand. If I look at anything, any object in the real world, or for my sense gratification, Maya will capture me. But Ati Vishuddha Buddhi means he is purified, but whom he sees or speaks, they also get purified. Darsana Pavitra Kara Eto Maharaj. The expert speaker is one, just by simply having their glance, our sight gets purified, our consciousness gets purified. Like Prabhupada. Whoever made Prabhupada? Prabhupada is, or Acharya are, you know, touchstone. But they are, you know, Chintamani. Chintamani. Especially. So they are Ati Vishuddha Buddhi. By their behavior, their walk, their talk, you know, their appearance, everything is good enough to purify the consciousness or one and all. Ati Vishuddha Buddhi. With that Ati Vishuddha Buddhi, Dhunoti Maya Gunasam Prasuttana Prasuttana Guna Prasutta, the product of the most of material nature. We do different activities in one of the guna according to either satguna, rajaguna, or tamaguna. And whatever action we do, we get the karma phal. So the karma phal is guna sam prasuttana. Sam prasutta. Prasutta means taking birth. Like prasutikagrihi. Right? Prasutikagrihi. Where child takes birth is known as prasutikagrihi. So some prasutta means one who has taken birth, samyak rupena prasutta, one who has taken birth very nicely, means the desire to enjoy the material world. What happened to that desire, which is there in our heart? If we hear from this bona fide spiritual master, then what happened? Dhunoti. Same thing happened in the world in Bhagavatam, first canto. Shrunatam Svakatha Krishna Punya Srana Kirtanam Hridayantastha Hi Abhadrani Vidhunoti Shubhishtam Vidhunoti. Here says Dhunoti and there says Vidhunoti. Where was this desire? Hridayantastha in our heart. The desire to enjoy the material world is sitting in our heart. But if we hear Harikatha from a pure devotee, from Visharat, Sratam Sotaka Krishna Punya Sramana Kirtanam. Sramana Kirtan is Punya. It brings all spaciousness to one who hears Harikatha. But hearing had to be from a bona fide spiritual master, from a Visharat. Sratam Sotaka Krishna Punya Sramana Kirtanam. Hridayantastha hi Abhadrani. Abhadrani means unauspicious thing. Unauspicious desire which is sitting in our heart, which is, you know, killing us every day, which is keeping, you know, I mean, how it works that we are suffering, but we think, if I do this thing, I'll be happy. But still, whatever we are doing, is the result will come against suffering. Prabhupada said, irachur or khirachur, both are chur. Virachur means a thief or diamond, or khira means cucumber. One will steal cucumber or steal hira, both are thief. So any karma, whether, you know, do vikarma or karma, both are the cause of the bandit. Prabhupada gave us a story that once there was a boatman who was sailing the boat. He came, after what time the class had to go? Oh, I have gone only halfway. Okay. Okay, so I'll just tell you a story. Prabhupada said that the boatman was sailing the boat, and when he came on the shore of the river bank, he tied the boat. Before tying the boat, he jumped out of the boat, and when he came down, there was so much thorn was there outside, and he got hurt by the thorn in his feet. And he got mad. He said, well, they are thinking, well, one day when I get money, I will
put pillows here. Reverse of it. You know, so when I come out of the boat, then you know I will not get thrown in my feet. I'll be heavy. So it was in Hindi, Prabhupada, in Hindi Kahani. Told in Hindi the story that no. जब मुझे पैसा मिलेगा तो मैं यहाँ पर तकिया बिछाऊंगा तकिया बिछाऊंगा ताकि पैर में कांटा ना लगे। तो तब बोले कि प्रभास सेड दैट ही इज सफरिंग बट ही थिंक्स बाय गिविंग द पिलो विल बी हैप्पी यू नो ही इज स्टिल अगेन कंटेम्पलेटिंग हाउ टू सफर मोर हाउ टू वर्क मोर हार्ड टू सफर. People think by getting money, their suffering will be eradicated. No. The suffering will be eradicated only by hearing from a bona fide spiritual master, a bona fide devotee. Vidunoti, dunoti, you will wash away, you will clean away. If we hear this thing. In Bombay, we have one Mataji, her name is Usha Mataji. She comes to make garland. She is very nice. Her husband is very miser. He was miser. And for Janmashtami, another thing, you know, she wanted to give money, but her husband wouldn't give money. So she used to save her money and steal from her husband and comes and gives him the money. You know, for the colossal second sin. And they had no children. Men worked very hard to earn money. Worked very hard to earn money. She never told that her husband never gave money or anything. But what happened? 6 months back, and he really made good money in the stock market, you know, he was a stockbroker. He made good money. When he made good money, he started thinking, I have no any children, only husband, wife. What will happen to my money? And then he went in depression. 6 months back, he went in depression. A month back, he passed away. Of the depression. He worked so hard throughout his life. He must be what, 50? He worked so hard to earn money. He was hard on money. But the hard on money became the cause of his death. He went into depression. And then his wife came and she was crying to me and telling me. I said, why you told me before? He said, you told me before when he got into depression. I could have gone and got him out from his depression by taking his money to Krishna. That would have really happened. The money was the cause of his depression, and because of depression he died. So he could accept Krishna as his son, and Krishna hated to be son of anybody, whoever wants. He hated to be son, he hated to be master of everybody, he hated to be friend of everybody, he hated to be son of everybody, he hated to be lover of everybody. Yes, we have desire what we want from Krishna. Certainly, dhunati maya guna, all the byproduct of most of material nature will get washed away, clean away. So I think I'll stop here because I may go on speaking, but the time is also going on. It is not stopping. So we'll go carry forward from here tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Any question anybody has? Comment. Aruda Prabhu is very expert Vaishnava. I always consider him like Arjuna in Mahabharata in our meeting. In India we have one Dayaram Prabhu. We consider him like Arjuna in India for fighting. And in our meeting Aruda Prabhu is like that. Yes.
How do we know that expert means what level expert do you think?
When you eat, how do you know your belly is getting filled up? Is that measurement? You start feeling, huh? So when you hear from a bona fide spiritual master, he is delivering Krishna, and you have Krishna in your heart, a Chaitanya Guru. So that reciprocation will be there and you will feel yourself. Nobody has to come and tell you that now you are in Mansing, you know, now you are on this platform, you know. You will come to know.
Yes, sir.
Just sometimes for the, you know, like when you're eating a meal, some people may not be so expert in tasting a meal. Sometimes you know, stool is given to a person and they think it's beautiful. So how can we judge whether the information that's given to us is coming from a bona fide spiritual master?
Well, a bona fide spiritual master speaks, and a person who is, you know, used to hearing all the garbage. But if person is bona fide, then his speech, as I told you, his appearance will purify. What to say about his speech? Darshanam pavitra kara etu marakum. Just by his glance, he can purify that person. And that person will realize, hey, I have been eating all garbage. This will not be good for my health. But if a person who is speaking and he is not pure devotee is also garbage, and person who is hearing is also garbage, then Prabhupada said, there are many chikar and cheated. Both will go to hell. Don't worry about them. Does it make sense or not? But here, being talking about the Visarada, Visarada means expert. Expert means expert devotee. Not expert by any trick or anything, but by Krishna consciousness. Sometimes the hearers are also expert, and person who is speaking may not be expert. Like there is a story of Mugradhar Pandit, and there was an expert Bhagavat reciter, and who was reciting Bhagavatam, and then after hearing that, you know, since he was connected to Krishna, he started developing the Asatvaki Vikar. And then what was the name of that teacher? He has so many disciples who are teaching, and he told, get him out from because the Mahaprabhu cursed him that he will never understand. He'll never get my, you know, love, he'll never get my blessing because you are offended. You don't know Bhagavatam. Professional reciter was there. Devanand Pandit. So, but expert Bhagavat speaker is there, he will clean up. Prabhupada cleaned up. Prabhupada just gave, you know, living example. He made all the hippies happy. They were used to hearing all the garbage. Michael Jackson and this one, that one, they were hearing so many things. But they heard Hare Krishna, now they chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They got purified. It comes, the pure, the name comes from pure person, the cleansing heart. Therefore, Kapilavya satam prasangam vijisamvidu bhavanti hritakarna sahayana tatha pratyusanada bhavatvartmani suddharani bhakti no kirimshati. Satam prasangam, it has to be satam. Satam means one whose heart is clean. Vishara. Yes.
There is a word in Hindi, apeksha, and another word is upeksha. If you are not being heard by others, they are neglecting you, you should not preach to those persons. That is upeksha. But apeksha is always there. Expectation is always there because for basic needs we are delivering the lecture, for money we are delivering the lecture, or for the self at present we are delivering the lecture. We want to emulate ourselves.
So you came, maybe you came late. One of the qualifications of a speaker is anapekshaha, without any expectation.
Without any expectation, how it is possible? That I want to know.
It is simple way, very possible. It's very, very, you know, simple too. Like, you know, if you see this book or this watch as your watch, then you have attachment. But if you think that this is somebody else's watch, somebody else's book, then you don't have that attachment. Prabhupada gave the example of your son and son of your brother or your sister. If two sons are going with you and some accident happens, something like car comes out, what you will do? Naturally your hand will go to your son. Right? Because you are not attached, you are more attached to your son than other son. So, apeksha means, anapeksha means have no desire or no expectation. That will only come when you have offered this thing to Krishna. If you think for my, you know, I am doing for myself, there are many people who are doing Bhagavad Gita, but then they are roti kapada makan. No, in India I know there are many. They have nice bungalow, nice, you know, everything. But they are melting money from Bhagavad Gita. So that way everybody goes to hell. The profession. Sukadeva Goswami did not take profession. Sukadeva Goswami did anapeksha, without any expectation. He spoke with Parikshit Maharaj. Saying Parikshit Maharaj did not hear without any apeksha. He heard without apeksha. For whole world he heard. He did not have to hear. He heard the whole world. So if you offer to Krishna everything, the result of everything, then it will become anapeksha. But it requires practice. It requires practice. And intelligence to understand that everything has connection with Krishna. Just like once, a devotee is called Muni Prabhu, and he was an honest American boy. One day he came to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, he said, Swamiji, you tell us to offer obeisances to you. I don't feel like offering obeisances to you. It's not a hypocrisy. I don't feel like offering. Prabhupada, don't worry. Go on offering. One day you start feeling. The same way, you become, in beginning you may not be free of all the desire. You may have some desire. One is saying katha, so everybody should be there, and all these things. But if you offer the result of everything, go on offering the result of everything, then one time will come that you will become anapeksha. That is visarada. When you offer all the results, then you have no apeksha. Whatever way Krishna, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how is the last verse of Sri Shastan? Asya vapalatam nashtamam dharkanam varvantam parotuva itaktavam dhatum vado matramana. Guy chair when you go. So if you think that Krishna is my master, whether he keeps me happy or in distress, devotee is accepted. Even distress comes, devotee, they don't get disturbed. Where one who is attached, they become disturbed. But devotee are unattached, they don't become disturbed. Because they know it, that Krishna is my real master. He knows what is good for me. So maybe this quality is good for me. Therefore Krishna has given. Therefore they accept it very nicely. If this quality is not good for them, Krishna will never send. Krishna only sends to anybody what is good for them. The second
quote. We said Vishara. It means expert, right?
Yeah.
I think you more or less answered my question, but because in the early days of Islam, the devotees could hardly have been called expert, yet Prabhupada encouraged them to read and to speak on their realizations and so forth. And so, but you more or less covered it by saying expert also means that you do everything for Krishna.
Yeah. And those days, like I remember once, Lokmana Swami, he did not, he was there in Bombay, and he was in ashram. So Viraj Swami caught him and said, what are you doing here? He said, we are preaching. He said, Prabhu, but I just became devotee, I do not know what to preach. So he said, you were in class this morning? He said, yes. He said, whatever you heard in class, go and preach that. That is perfect. And Prabhupada gave, you know, simple example. You know, he said that a small girl, Sarvati, was going out and saying people to chant Hare Krishna. That is expert preaching. Connecting people to Krishna is expert preaching. But that is the meaning.
Because sometimes, you know, we don't have 10-year-old or say more advanced devotees, and we're hearing from somebody who may even be junior to themselves, but we just as
it doesn't depend on generality and seniority. Sir Goswami of Vrindavan, they were sitting together, Jeev Goswami to the other to here. Jeev Goswami is much junior than Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Same way, four Kumaras, you know, much Chitta, Madhagata, Prana. The Chitta has to be given to Krishna, that is more important. The small baby, new Bhakta, whoever. The Chitta is given to Krishna, that's what it counts. All right, I think we should stop here because other seva hai. Dhanyavaad. Hare Krishna. Gandharasana Bhagavatam
Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.